Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. We are joined by American Eagle Financial Credit Union Real Estate Lending Vice President Patty Mason, who's with us to explain the home buying process, particularly what people need to know as first-time home buyers in Connecticut. Patty, it's good to have you on with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Morgan. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So we're talking about home buying in our program today, and where do we begin, right, Patty? There are so many different things to talk about when it comes to buying a home, whether it's a new home and you've owned real estate and homes before, or perhaps you're younger and this is your first property that you're buying, really at any stage in life, right? What's the first thing people ought to know about buying a home in Connecticut these days?
So it is interesting and kind of crazy right now that Connecticut is a very highly competitive market. We're calling it a hot market, which is causing homes to sell well above asking price. And what's happening is cash buyers are coming in from out of state or even cash buyers locally, and they're putting the squeeze specifically on folks to make it very difficult to compete for those homes. And many times, first-time home buyers don't have a full understanding of the financing or down payment assistance options available to them.
And that's where you come in. So if someone is looking to buy a home and they're a first-time home buyer, I think that's where the bulk of our conversation is going to focus on today. First of all, let's understand who is a first-time home buyer, because I've heard that there's a statistic out now that there are some people who are not even buying their first home until they're close to 40 years old. Is that true?
It is. The age gap is very interesting. But by definition, if you're a first-time home buyer, you could technically have owned a home prior to. You just haven't had to own a home within the last 3 years. And that typically is what is considered. If you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you can qualify for programs as a first-time home buyer.
Oh, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that, actually.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks who have, especially in this market where they've sold their home and it's taking them a while to actually find something to buy because the market is so hot. So a lot of folks who have owned homes in the past, if it's been 3+ years, you now can qualify for the benefits of first-time homebuyer programs, which are really beneficial at times.
That's actually making me think anecdotally of a friend of mine who owned a home for a number of years, Patty. They wanted to get a new home, but they didn't like quite what was on the market. They wanted to wait some time. So they sold their previous home. They went and they lived in a condo for about a year. Then they found the place that they really wanted to. So they sold it, got their money, took a little time longer to figure out what they wanted to do and where they wanted to go, and then they found the right solution. But it took some time for them. Is that kind of story perhaps indicative of what you guys are seeing?
Especially in this market right now, it's, you sell your home, you make a great profit, but then to find something else, that's what I always tell everybody. Don't necessarily run out of that home unless you have something to move to rent, because rents in Connecticut are almost as high as the mortgage payments at this point.
So for those first-time home buyers, whether it is literally their first home or first home that they've had in a while, at least a number of years, what are some of the decisions that go in? What are some of the factors that go into their decision? What are some of the things that they need to think about in this market before they make a decision on buying a home?
Yep. Well, I think one of the most important things for folks to do as they're preparing to navigate the market is really to work with a trusted team. And I always say start with a lender. At American Eagle, you know, we have a great team of seasoned originators that have been with the organization for over 14 years. And what they do is they sit down with potential home buyers and really map out what they qualify for. You want to understand your current financial situation and budget to determine what you truly qualify for. And then building that right team of trusted professionals to offer personalized guidance. And that includes a lender, a mortgage loan officer, a realtor, because that person's going to help you find that home, and then an attorney that kind of helps protect you and the lender to make sure that that property is in good standing with no outstanding issues with it before you purchase it.
What are some things that a home buyer needs to consider when it comes to wants and needs? Because that can often be quite a difference between the two.
Well, and I think that's the conversation that you as the home buyer need to truly understand. If you're starting a family, home schools might be important. The aesthetics of the home. Do you want a dual sinks? So that really is a conversation that you need to have. And typically, once you get pre-qualified, then that conversation with the realtor really happens. What are your wants? What do you absolutely are your non-negotiables? And what would be really nice to have, like a pool or a hot tub or something like that? So I do think that's a clarifying, and you create your own checklist. The real estate agents probably have them as well if folks can't think about it, but that is personalized to every home buyer. What I want in my home might be different, Morgan, than what you would want in your home. So it is situational, and I think that's why you create that team that personalizes the service for you.
So we talk about lawyers and the real estate team and, of course, the home buyer, and one other very important part of this, the bank, the credit union, right, the lender. On your end, at American Eagle Financial Credit Union, what is your role in this process?
We're a big part of the process, right? We're the gatekeepers between giving you probably the most expensive transaction of your life. And so we don't take that responsibility lightheartedly. So we are very consultative. Our whole team really rallies around first-time homebuyers, and we spend a lot of time, and I want to call it handholding, but it really is important that they understand and navigate that process very clearly, because, like I said, it's the biggest transaction that someone will have in their life, and we want to just make it as smooth and as seamless as possible. And I feel like sometimes that's the difference between banks and credit unions. Credit unions are not for profit, and we put members in our community first. And a traditional bank, they do a great job as well, but their board of directors serve as their profit centers, right? They want to make as much money for their shareholders as possible, where our board are volunteers. So they're there as a fiduciary responsibility to the organization. So that allows us for our profits to be put back into the community, offering, better rates at some times, products and services, reinvesting in our members.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those just joining us on Face Connecticut, I'm Morgan Cunningham. And we are with American Eagle Financial Credit Union Real Estate Lending Vice President Patty Mason. We're talking about home buying and more pointedly, first-time home ownership in Connecticut. Patty, what are some common misconceptions about first-time home buying?
This one never ceases to amaze me. No matter how many seminars we do, folks think it's required to have 20% down to purchase a home. In some cases, qualified borrowers can put as little as 0 to 3% down. And why I say this is a misconception is that it's a requirement. And often people, you know, think mortgage insurance is a dirty word. But what I like to remind folks is often it makes sense for buyers to save some of that money for unexpected costs. When I bought my first home, when I bought my home here where I live, the hot water broke literally a month later. And if I didn't have that rainy day fund, it would have been very difficult to get that fixed pretty quickly. So I just remind folks, you know, house maintenance and those types of things are going to happen after you purchase. And then many people have a negative misconception about mortgage insurance, but it can truly be an affordable tool that helps buyers preserve their savings.
What financial options are available for assistance when it comes to first-time home buying? You know, you had talked a little bit about the insurance end of it, but I think that there's more to it than that. So could you go down some of those options for somebody who's considering, okay, which option is right for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are different down payment assistance programs that are out there. So you have your conventional loans, and then you also have the ability for, you know, different, we particularly at American Eagle work with the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Boston, and then we also work with House Harford. And those two organizations help us offer down payment assistance to our members. We had a woman who just bought her first home in Harford recently, and we were able to get her $90,000 in down payment assistance for her to purchase her first home. And it was just the joy that she had and the appreciation she had for how we assisted her. And it wasn't a 5-day journey. You know, it was over 6 to 8 months that it took us to work with this borrower to get her to where she needed to be from a credit perspective. But we were able to get her $90,000 to help purchase her first home, which lowered her monthly payments by offering that. And each town and municipality offers forgivable down payment assistance. So folks, if you stay in your home, some of them are, 3 to 5 years, some of them are 5 to 10 years, just depending on, you know, where you live and in which town. And then Connecticut Housing Finance Authority is another institution within Connecticut that offers down payment assistance programs. And it's a really aggressive organization that helps first-time home buyers within the state of Connecticut.
You had mentioned the 6 to 8 month long process, that it didn't happen overnight or in just a few days. And I think that it's interesting to point this out and ask for your insight on this, Patty, because you'll see a home that might get listed, pick a community, any community these days, at least here in Connecticut, and within a few days, you'll see contingent or sale pending. Things can move very quickly once they're on the market. But for the person who's on the buying end of it, it's not that fast. How long does it take in this environment for some people to find the right situation, including all of the assistance that may be available to them, make it all come together to the moment where they're able to go and buy a house?
Yeah, and it truly is a journey that everyone has a different perspective. You know, we work with first-time home buyers all the time, and sometimes it's a journey of, hey, I need to get my credit correct before I'm ready to buy a house. So we'll work with them on how to get that credit up to date to where, you know, you're going to get the best rate possible. If the higher your score, the better your rate. So that journey can take, you know, a few months just to move from, you know, a 650 to a 680 or 690 can take a few months, paying off debts and different things like that. From the home buying perspective, we've seen our own employees really struggle losing out on deals, offers come in 50, 60, 70,000 over asking price. So now you're back on the market looking for houses. So, and I have a friend who's a realtor who sold her house a couple of years ago, and she's still looking for that right home. So it just all depends on your wants and needs. Like you said, Morgan, it's a hot market. Houses are going on the market, and within a couple of days, they're, you know, for sale. And a lot of times, 60, 70,000 over asking price if it's the right home. So I always tell people, be patient. And patience will end up paying off. one of our gentlemen in our marketing department, when we had our collaboration meeting a couple of weeks ago, he finally shared the good news that he was able to purchase his first home. Because, and we'd been talking probably for 6 months about how he and his wife were looking for this home. So it is a journey, and everyone's journey is different.
I want to go back to credit scores, which you mentioned a moment ago, Patty. Could you kind of walk me through what a different credit score might mean for someone buying a home, for someone who has a 600-ish credit score or an 800-ish credit score or somewhere in between? What does that indicate? What does that mean? And why does it matter?
Absolutely. And I share this when I do credit seminars, because it really is important. The better your credit score, the less you're going to pay into any transaction, whether it's a car loan or a home loan. The higher your credit score, the better your rate. And credit score is just a three-digit number that really identifies for a financial institution your riskiness to lend you money. The lower the score, it needs improvement, right? You could have had a hiccup. You could be overextended, right? You're maxing out your credit cards and things like that. Or you could have had a late every now and then. So again, financial institutions really look at credit score as the determining factor for how risky are you to lend money and what's that rate going to be that we lend you. And obviously, the lower your rate, the more you're going to save over time. The higher your rate, the more you're going to pay into a transaction. So that is one of the fundamental things that we do try to explain to folks, is that it is optimal. And credit score is a snapshot in time, right? So if you're going to apply today, your credit score might look a certain way. In 2 months, it might look different. So I always remind folks, when you're applying for something, it's a snapshot in time.
And how much does the bank, the credit union, the lender look into the credit score? Do they, you know, say, okay, 2 years ago and 3 months back, you were late on one payment? Or is it more of a holistic approach to looking at those scores?
It's more of a holistic approach. Obviously, you know, you want to see if you had an issue a couple of years ago, but have worked to get yourself out of that issue, then that shows that you have worked really hard to reestablish credit. And so that credit score will have gone up from what you've had over a couple of years ago. But so underwriting is really critical. And the lenders really want to work with homebuyers. And there are all kinds of programs for first-time home buyers that really allow for a financial institution to dig in and really lend, because a recent late is going to severely impact you, where something that's 2 or 3 years ago has less of an impact on that credit score.
Patty Mason is our guest on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. She's American Eagle Financial Credit Union Real Estate Lending Vice President, and we're talking about the latest on home buying and first-time home ownership in Connecticut. I'd like to talk a little bit about appraisals, what the house is actually worth and what goes into the appraisal process. As you've mentioned a few times on our program today, it's not unusual to see homes in this environment in the last few years selling over the asking price, where once upon a time you heard more scenarios, at least in Connecticut, I'm talking about for our conversation today, not other states or national trends, but there was once upon a time where many homes sold under the asking price. Where do appraisals fit in here, and why do they matter in this environment where people are spending more to buy homes?
Well, and that's a critical factor, right? Because an appraisal is going to tell you all that's going on in the home, right? And there is appraisers use comparable sales to really kind of do apples for apples on what your home is worth. So as the market rears up, and again, in the crisis we had in 2008, you know, appraisal policies were not as strict as they are today. So really, it is imperative that you work with, you know, a trusted team of appraisers. And, you know, we have a list, a closed list of appraisers. We work with an appraisal management company to really help vet that out. But appraisals are critical to a home buyer, right? It, you know, they identify if there's any, they help identify if there's any issues with the home that might cause the lender pause or the home buyer pause. And then ultimately they're going to identify what that value is. And sometimes loan to value, the value of that home is predicated on, okay, well, that's how much it's worth, but I'm willing to pay more for that. And that just determines what your purchase price is going to be and different things. Like, so an appraisal is a very key function to the process.
What about buying a home that might be, say, foreclosed, a situation like that where, at least on the surface, the home is a little bit cheaper in some cases, but not all. But, you know, for people who are first-time home buyers, is that an option or is it not an option?
It is an option. It just, if that, when there's a foreclosure on the other side, can just become a little longer of a process. Because there is no homeowner in that home. So now getting access to that home, typically a bank or a financial institution would own it. So that process just becomes a little bit of a longer transaction. It's still, you know, the same things. You still have to get an appraisal done. You still have to work with your team to find out how much you can qualify for. But I do think that is an option for folks to buy a foreclosed home.
What resources are available for prospective home buyers, whether they, again, you know, they're the first-time home buyer or someone that's bought many properties, they move around, whatever the case may be, or they're looking to enter into a new era of life, perhaps someone that's owned a home for a long time and they now retire and they're downsizing. I mean, there are all different kinds of scenarios, but what resources generally are available for people?
So there's a multitude of community programs and down payment assistance resources available to home buyers. What I like to do is tell folks to contact American Eagle Financial Credit Union at www.americaneagle.org, and we can help you identify and utilize these programs and resources. There's also the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority, or CHAFA. Their website has a lot of opportunities out there for first-time homebuyers and things like that. But I like to direct folks to the resources we have at American Eagle. We have a seasoned team of veteran originators that have been in the business, you know, for over 30 years. So they really understand that home buying process and really work well with first-time homebuyers to help navigate this very scary journey sometimes.
First-time home buying may involve people who are on the younger side of things, but I'd like to focus on the other end, people who are retired or recently retired, and perhaps they're considering buying a vacation home, or they had a large home because they were raising a family during their working years, and now they're in their, say, late 60s or 70s. They don't need that big home anymore. They're looking to downsize, but they haven't necessarily been in the market for many years, and they're going to come into the market today with a bit of surprise. What does that group, what do they need to know about home buying?
Well, I think, you know, what are your wants and needs? And it's no different than somebody younger. They're probably going to have a little bit more, you know, financial stability and, you know, have more down payments. So they might not need down payment assistance. But I think the process doesn't change, right? You still need to understand where you want to go, what you want to do. Do you need single floor? Do you want stairs? So it really is about what that next chapter looks like for you and where you want it to be. You know, we do a lot of second homes. And so that is another opportunity for, you know, members to, you know, just figure out, hey, I'd like a house near the beach. Or, you know, I would love to have a home that the family can come to, you know, during the holidays or, you know, during the summer and spend some time. So it really is just a different journey. You're just in a different life stage. But no, it's still the same process.
Patty Mason, Real Estate Lending Vice President at American Eagle Financial Credit Union. I've appreciated your time. Any final thoughts? Anything we didn't get to you want to mention?
I'm just really excited. Like I said, I've been doing this at American Eagle for 10 years, and we do a great job with first-time homebuyers. And I would just say the market is yours right now. Go out and find that dream home for you and your family and yourself. And American Eagle is here to help.
Patty, I appreciate the time on Face Connecticut. We'll have to talk again, okay?
Absolutely. Morgan, thank you so much for having me here today.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.